If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, we're having an outdoor concert outside the theater. Oh, there you go. Looks like some Arlo Guthrie. Jim Croce is going to happen outside.
1040 O Street. Get here now.
He's got his good. He's got. Listen.
What if he's performing at the pep rally for David Sanders down the street?
Probably. It's a thing. Yeah. What's the first song that guy's singing? Country Roads?
Can he play Freebird?
Yeah. Bad Leroy Brown? Is that
probably.
Yeah. What's the Jim Croce song about the father and son? I want to be like you, Dad. I want to be like you.
Is that Cats in the Cradle?
Cats in the Cradle. Yes. Listen, they're all the recruits are walking by. All the recruits.
Wasn't Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin? Chapin?
Yeah. Something like that. They're all in the same. That dude is all of those singers. He's all of those singers. He's Seals and Croft.
He is Hall and Oates. Yeah, he's Simon Hall and Garfunkel. And, yeah,
he is all of them. That guy is going to give you the full vocabulary. He's going to give you the full volume. Whatever you want from acoustic guitar, he's going to give it to you. As a matter of fact, that guy has been chased out of beach parties. That guy was the guy from Animal House that Jim Belushi, that Bluto had heard just enough of on the stairway.
Yep.
And just destroyed his guitar for no reason. Austin, let them know about the Mercado.
Gladly, our great friends at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Check them out at two different locations here in Lincoln, including 84th and Havelock and 30th and Yankee Hill. You can also check them out in Omaha, 168th and Maple.
So there's so much through this stuff. And again, you guys are open, invited, and welcome. 402-464-5685. If you want to get on the text line, please do so. The topic is this, and I'm planting a seed because we do know that the next segment is going to be movies that were so bad that they were extremely entertaining. Mm-hmm. Like cult classic, bad, but absolutely far too many people have watched it and memorized it. Because in the basketball conversation that we were having and about to have, a movie that fits that category popped up on the text line several times.
Not once, not twice, not...
Like, this tells me so much about our listeners that this is where they went with their favorite. I didn't say the best basketball movie, your favorite. Now, it could be either or. You can give me both answers. Tell me what's the best, because the best battles... He Got Game.
Yep.
To me, from a basketball standpoint, purest go Hoosiers. Mm-hmm. Hoosiers. Hoosiers. I can make it. Run the old picket fence. Run the old picket fence, coach. I can make it. Why? Because Middle America needed Hoosiers. Middle America needed Hoosiers.
Whiter basketball movie, Hoosiers or White Men Can't Jump?
Oh, Hoosiers is the white movie of all white movies.
Even more than Rudy?
More than Rudy. Rudy at least had black dudes that played with him that kind of elevated him. The white dudes in Hoosier were really white dudes in Hoosiers. Like the white dudes in Hoosiers could wear the tight pants and not care. They could, them dudes, listen, they played on peach baskets. Real peach baskets. Not... Listen, you needed the game. You needed the movie to clear some things. That, listen, in the middle of the country, we love basketball too. We work hard of it. We care about it. But if you're not going to grow to be 6'10", what do you do? Like, the game has to love you. And Hoosiers told people, if you're 6 foot white, you got a shot. Like, you got a shot. You can say that. Is there any other movie that says that better than Hoosiers?
No.
Not in any sport. No. Like, not in any sport does a movie say, it's okay if you didn't win the genetic lottery.
Is Moneyball close?
No.
Moneyball just says, just get on base. No, that has nothing to do with athletic ability.
Look, talk about participation
he gets
trophy.
On base.
Like, participation trophy.
Peter, why? He gets on base.
100% that it's in the conversation. Remember the Titans if you only look at the teams not T.C. Williams? All the teams. And I can tell you from personal up-close experience.
With T.C. Williams.
That all of the teams that they played, all of that was who they were. Look, I can name the schools that T.C. beat in it, and to tell you that they were all about rebel generals, Confederate generals. There were Confederate flags at every on the press box of every one of those stadiums. I kid you not. Hayfield, McLean, Fairfax, all of those schools that TC got even with. Annandale, which may have been. Wow. Annandale, home of the toughest white dudes I've ever been around in my life. These were the brickhead, thick neck. Who's the dude?
Thick neck or no neck? There's a difference.
Okay, so the guy shoot from Vision Quest.
Oh yeah,
the wrestler shoot who was walking up the stadium stairs in the football stadium with a cutout log on his shoulder. He had a tree trunk on his shoulder, using it for to walk the stairs of the stadium. All of his brothers play for Annandale High School. You walked out there, they could have changed jersey numbers and you wouldn't know. Every one of them with buzz cuts, every one of them with size 18 plus neck, all of the like it was oh bro it was a thing. So if we said your favorite Austin Norman, your favorite basketball movie, like you're in a basketball mood and it's not whether you want to watch good basketball, you just want to be in basketball. Like, you just want to be in the space that is basketball.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reasons, you love it. And the text line went in several directions. So,
so many.
Austin, your favorite basketball movie, and then your the best basketball movie.
Whenever these conversations come up, I have to preface them by saying, I don't like a lot of sports movies.
Fair.
They're too cheesy. Fair. The action isn't good enough for me. If I'm going to watch a basketball movie, I'd rather just throw on an old basketball game.
Okay.
But if you're making me pick a movie,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got the nostalgia of Space Jam, of plugging it in my grandma's VCR in her basement. So okay. I watched that one too many times to count. So okay. I think just for the nostalgia factor, Space Jam's my favorite. In terms of best...
Mm-hmm.
Do we consider a documentary like Hoop Dreams?
That's exactly where I was going.
Because Hoop Dreams is great in terms of like Hollywood film. I probably go White Men Can't Jump, but Hoosiers is close.
Hoop Dreams, for the basketball purist, to just watch the truth about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not all glam and glitz. It's not always the guy ends up on the shoulders in the championship moment.
Yeah.
No, basketball mm-hmm. is a humbler. And mm-hmm. no matter how talented you are, it don't always work out.
I also did enjoy the Redeem Team documentary.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty well done. Went a little bit too far into the... I don't know. Like, I was never the biggest Kobe fan. I think I get why they propped him up the way he did.
Blasphemer!
It went a little bit too much into Kobe Bryant iconography.
Stop it!
But if it would have backed off Kobe like 10-15%, I think it would have been top tier for me.
Okay. Jeez. You're hating on Kobe. What is happening? Austin Orman. Who hurt you? Coach Carter made the list.
Yep. Good one.
Dumb and Dumber is not a basketball movie.
Basketball scene, though.
Basketball
scene. The Halle Berry Catwoman basketball scene.
not the movie.
Not the movie.
Underrated. You talk about just basketball scenes in a not basketball movie. I love it so much. Cable Guy.
Okay, sure.
Jim Carrey showing up at the gym.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
To get in a general run with the headband, high top black Converse, striped socked, two short shorts, right? Yep. And he warms up in the people. If you haven't seen the scene of Jim Carrey warming up to play basketball in
Let's Go
and the mouth guard,
Let's Go.
Like he's got the mouth. I'm so easily entertained, but him doing suicide is just the best. And then, of course, the final scene, where he tries to dunk the ball, and it's just amazing. Coach Carter, here's a story about Coach Carter. That at the time I was running a minor league team in Los Angeles, actually Orange County, and when they decided they were going to do the movie, they filmed it at a high school where this league played its summer league games. So they needed actual basketball players to fill some of the role. And several of my guys were one of the team and then some of the subs on Coach Carter. And they were the actual basketball players. So if somebody was setting an actual pick, it was probably one of my players. guys like Chip Connor, Darwin Carter, guys who played for me. You can check it, the Los Angeles Aftershock. But those were my guys. Like, those were my guys. So we were a part of that. We got to be around that. It was always pretty interesting. And a lot of the players in Los Angeles and Southern California, they have celebrity basketball leagues where Hollywood stars go to get their hoops in. And usually they don't invite outsiders in. You have to, like, somebody playing has to invite you in. And they go to these high school gyms around Southern California. And I will tell you that a lot of the guys who played in, oh my God, in White Men Can't Jump, a lot of the guys that were on the courts just playing, they're in this league. One of the guys from Onyx, the rap group.
Yeah.
Two of them are actually really good basketball players. They're just tiny dudes. Like, you think gangster rappers are big dudes? No, these are two little dudes just angry. And but they're pretty good basketball players.
Where does Adam Sandler fall in celebrity basketball players for you? Do you buy his game? Or okay, do you, so, do you think
so,
it's a doctor?
So then you have to define celebrity.
Sandler's a celebrity.
Oh, he's a star.
Okay,
he's a star.
Oh, the other people,
right?
Setting the parameters, gotcha.
Right.
My bad. Yep.
So to tell you that the best non
C-list or plus celebrity. How about that?
I'm going to blow your mind here and tell you that singers and rappers tend to be the best hoopers over actors, musicians, etc. Chris Brown may be the most underrated, unknown basketball player I've ever seen. Chris Brown, let me just say this, bruh. Let me tell you. So in there's summer leagues all over California. And when I was living in Orange County and I was in the league, we literally everybody was auditioning all the time. And then they would have these big events. Chris Brown gave – there's some NBA dudes that I don't want to embarrass by naming how bad Chris Brown made them look defensively. So you know that Chris Brown is the greatest dancer on the planet alive right now. Chris Brown, feel how you feel about him as a person or him as a singer. But as a dancer, when Michael Jackson and Prince left, Chris Brown was the dude. It ain't Justin Timberlake. It ain't, no, stop it. Chris Brown moves better than most people. Can I tell you that it translates and transfers to the basketball court?
Footwork and...
Chris Brown is a bad dude.
Josh and Davey, DP, who's the best pro wrestler at basketball?
Oh, see, you all in my pocket now. So old school, there's a video, one of my favorite basketball videos is of old school wrestlers playing basketball, charity basketball. And truly, he's my favorite wrestler of all time, my favorite wrestling personality of all time. But there's a video of my favorite playing basketball. And you don't think of him as being a great athlete, but he could have been a pro baseball player. He could have been a pro football player. He chose pro wrestling. But Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, at 265 pounds, Austin, big boy could ball. Dusty, I'm going to send you the video.
I got some pulled up on YouTube here. He Dusty, just cashed a three from the left wing.
Banged a three. Great ball handler at 6'4", 265 pounds, right?
Do you think Joe Burrow going blonde was a Dusty Rhodes tribute or just completely off the wall?
It's a Cody Rhodes tribute. Cody Rhodes, so it's okay. Dusty's son.
Yeah.
The American Nightmare. So Dusty was the American Dream. His son is the American Nightmare. And I thought it was Eminem. Like,
Dusty does not hold that follow through. Let me just say that.
No, Dusty was a hooper. But there are some wrestlers now who could. Well, you got to remember that Kevin Nash and Big Show were actually college basketball players. Yeah, imagine the Big Show. Paul White, his name. Sorry to give out his government name, but Paul White played Tennessee Martin, maybe. Yeah, he could ball. Kurt Hennig.
Wichita State.
Wichita State, right? Mr. Perfect. Kurt Hennig. Really good basketball player. Truthfully, a really good basketball player. Yeah, there's a bunch of pro wrestlers who could ball. Ball. Like, there's some real athletes. From those basketball days, I mean, the guys that went against... Flair wasn't a terrible basketball player. We had a basketball court in the driveway. Mm-hmm. Flair would gun ball. Now, you're not playing basketball with Ric Flair to see him play basketball. You're playing basketball with Ric Flair to see him be Ric Flair. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever... Listen, do you know... just imagine you're at home in Charlotte, North Carolina, in your kitchen, or just hanging out in your backyard, and you hear the basketball going, and every time you hear a bucket, there's a loud woo. And you wonder, like, why are you burning your woos in a pickup basketball game in a driveway? But that's who Flair was, man. Like, and every bucket. And then the Flair strut. And if he actually beats you in a game of 21, he never did. He would have moonwalked all the way down the street. Like, he would
back to his own house.
He would just yell. He would just yell and scream. And he cheated. Ric Flair cheated at basketball.
Like wrestling cheated or actual cheated?
Actual cheated. Like, first of all, Austin, you weren't going to get a shot off against Ric Flair while he was defending you. You would shoot jumpers. Who in their right mind is going to drive on Ric Flair?
Not me.
Like, you learn early that the elbows are legit. Right? Like, and then, you know, you're playing against your buddy and you're a little bit better than him. So what does he do? He wants to foul you. Mm-hmm. Right? No blood, no foul.
Right.
No harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. Except for it's Ric Flair. And he's chopping you. He's chopping you across the arm. Bruises everywhere. Like, you're just swelling in your back. Like, he's punching you.
Kidneys and all?
With his fist. He's getting knuckles in the back. Right? Like, just, like... Stop crying. So, yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. Those are the, but Dusty Rhodes was really good. There's some that'll come to mind. We'll go to the best movies. You guys are on a roll. Mississippi Mud Dog says On the Court, which is really, Kane would have been amazing. Yeah, he would have locked up Dusty Rhodes. Kane was Glenn Jacobs was that athlete. Undertaker. was a really good athlete. Shawn Michaels, actually, the Heartbreak Kid was a pretty good basketball player. Basketball IQ crew, yes. Basketball does count as a basketball movie. It does, in fact, count. Let's see. The best, let's see here. Obscure movie, but Heaven is a Playground. I know that movie. The Along Came Polly movie scene. Yeah, you are not wrong. In my top five, Above the Rim. I will. And also in that, and Texter, you are right that Blue Chips is in my top five. And then I'm trying to think. Hoosiers. Bryce says this. Hoosiers, Basketball, Semi-Pro, Space Jam, Michael Jordan version, and He Got Game. We'll get Austin's top five. And then we'll dive into those bad movies that are just watchable. You have to watch them. They're train wrecks. You have to watch them. More on Old School with Austin Orman, DP.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.